Everyone, and welcome to the Roadmap from Auto Finance News since 1996, the nation's leading newsletter on automotive lending and leasing. It is Monday, April 8th, and I'm Amanda Harris, joined by Joey Pizzolatto. This is our weekly wrap on what happened in auto finance for the week ending April 5th, 2024. In economic news, payrolls increased by 303,000 in March and topped all estimates, while the unemployment rate ticked down to 3.8% and wages grew. The strong hiring figures, combined with a pickup in inflation earlier this year, raised the possibility of delayed or fewer interest rate cuts this year. Consumer price figures will release on Wednesday and will spell a clearer picture of potential federal official decisions regarding rates. In automotive news, OneMain Financial completed its acquisition of Foresight Capital last week in a move that will expand the lender's dealer network and enhance its technology stack. OneMain will leverage Salt Lake City-based Foresight's investments in automation and dealer experience, as well as tap into Foresight's network of franchise dealers. In power sports news, promotions ticked up for motorcycles and other power sports products in March as dealers look to capture sales. Synchrony Financial provides financing across several brands, including Polaris, and has seen a higher volume of incentives such as money off the MSRP, promotional financing, and rebates compared with 2 years ago. Dealers are once again having to make deals with customers as high rates and costs turn some away. In auto finance, used vehicle values again declined, while new vehicle sales were strong. Joey has the details. Joey?
Yeah. In the first quarter, sales for Toyota Motor in North America increased 20.3% year over year. They were the big winners in Q1. General Motors, Kia, and Stellantis all joined Tesla as the only automakers to post year-over-year sales declines in the quarter. Stellantis logged a 10% year-over-year drop, led by a 25% year-over-year decline in sales of its Ram brand. Kia saw a 2% year-over-year decline off a record first quarter 2023. And GM saw a 1.5% year-over-year decline in deliveries, which were driven by lower fleet deliveries. Excluding fleet deliveries, retail sales increased 6% year-over-year. Tesla saw an 8.5% year-over-year decline. American Honda, Ford, Hyundai, Mazda, Rivian, Subaru, Volkswagen, and Volvo cars all had year-over-year increases in Q1 sales, ranging from single digits to double digits. Volkswagen saw a 21% boost in sales. On the used vehicle value side, March saw a 50% year-over-year decline in values, according to Cox Automotive. That is the 19th straight month of year-over-year declines, according to Cox. March marks the second month of sequential declines after used vehicle values were flat from December 2023 to January 2024. All major segments posted year-over-year declines, with EVs posting 19.1% year-over-year decline compared to 12.8% year-over-year decline for non-EVs. Retail sales were estimated to be up 6% month-over-month and 7% year-over-year, according to Cox Auto.
Great. That is a good wrap-up for the industry, a little bit of update there on used and new cars, and we'll continue to look at what's happening in credit availability and some risk management things to come this week, as well as technology, so you can tune in for more updates on our industry this week, and that will do it for today's episode. So thank you for joining us on the Roadmap, and be sure to follow us on X, formerly known as Twitter, and LinkedIn, and we will see you online at autofinancenews.net, and here next time.